Welcome back on our Keese Auto Center High School football scoreboard show. Going back to the coaches' hotline tonight, where the Bedford Bulldogs are winners 54-6 in Class A player state first round action. Jeremy Nally, head coach for Bedford, with us right now. Coach, how are we doing tonight?
Pretty good.
Good, good. Hey, going into this thing, well, I guess let's first of all just talk about the win and kind of how the kids played. Take me through that a little bit, Coach, and kind of what you saw, what you liked. I mean, that's a pretty good dominant win over a really good team.
You know, we didn't have school today, so I was a little worried about how we would come out and play. We've had parent-teacher conferences this week, and so our practices have been a little wonky, and I thought our defensive coordinator put a great game plan together, and, you know, we did a good job with alignment and assignment, and, you know, it was one of those games where you knew they were going to be physical, and I was just hoping we could match their physicality, and the boys come out and first play the game. And then got a three and out, I think, and the boys' confidence got going, and we really were able to move the ball tonight.
Yeah, that's you know, going into the game, and so I was going to ask you off the jump, but I maybe give you a little softball first. Going in, you guys were coming off, you know, I think four weeks of, you know, giving up six total points, and then you look last week and you see Wayne beat Southeast Warren, and they're coming into town, and just based on, you know, all due respect to the other teams that you guys played, it's probably going to be a jump up in what you had seen over the last 4 weeks or so, and you still do what you've been doing. I guess, did you have a little, were you wondering what you might see tonight when it came to Wayne coming to town?
Yeah, I was really worried about their quarterback. You know, he's, you know, put up 1,300 yards without being able to run a little bit. I think we limited him to like 2.5 yards a carry, and you know, up front they're big, and I thought we were able to cause some trouble in the backfield. And again, when you don't know, film sometimes can be deceiving. We just weren't quite sure speed wise how we would match up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It worked out all right for you, Coach. I mean, obviously a 54-6 win. So, you know, looking at this team and how far they've come from the beginning of the year to now, can you quantify that in any way? I mean, I believe like some of your best teams here the last several years, they were right on it right away. And now it seems like this team is just growing really gradually week to week.
Yeah, I feel like this team, you know, when you replace that many guys, part of it's just getting the confidence instilled in the kids and making them believe that they can go out and be competitive. And, you know, if you would have looked at the two teams tonight, we were definitely not the biggest team out there on the field, but our kids are playing with a huge amount of confidence. And it was nice to see this group come from where they started the season to where they're at now.
On to the next round now, Coach, and I guess, you know, I've been asking all the coaches that I've been talking with tonight kind of, you know, this question about, you know, what it kind of looks like here over the next, you know, 24 to 48 hours. I mean, obviously you find out who you play at 10. Is there anything that goes into preparing even before you know? And then what does that look like at 10 o'clock tomorrow and then beyond throughout the rest of the weekend?
You know, the rest of the weekend, we'll get some film uploaded tomorrow once we find out who we play, and then coaches will start breaking that down. Our kids are doing an excellent job of studying on huddle. I'd say that's a big growth from our kids the last 4 or 5 years, is getting on there and looking at what teams do. And then Sunday we'll get together as coaches and see how we want to attack it and have a game plan Monday ready to install.
Well, it worked this week, 54-6, Bedford over Wayne in an 8-player state first-round game. Jeremy Nally, head coach for the Bulldogs. Coach, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it, and congrats on the win.
Hey, thank you, Derek.